This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Not many things matter more to the farmer and rancher than the weather. That's totally out of our control in agriculture, but the producer can often take steps to adjust to the weather if they have a better handle on the forecast. That's why on our weekend television show, This Week in Agribusiness, we present every week a four-week agriculture weather forecast. As meteorologist Greg Solier brings his years of experience to our television show and a one-of-a-kind outlook on every episode of our broadcast, including this weekend. Our visit also always includes a discussion on something else crucial to farmers, the agriculture markets. That's on This Week in Agribusiness, seen each weekend across the nation from the coast of California to the coast of the Carolinas on some 120 local television stations. And we're seen four times a weekend on the popular rural satellite and cable channel, RFD-TV. We hope you'll tune in this weekend. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. Well, seatbelts are on my mind today, after the story we heard earlier in the week about Brett Baier and his family. The Fox News Channel personality had a close call as he and his family traveled down a road into Montana near Bozeman. Preparing to leave Montana after a family skiing vacation, the Baier family was in a Jeep with Brett at the wheel when they slid through a slippery intersection and into the path of a pickup truck. Brett's vehicle wound up in a ditch with broken windows and deployed airbags. He said first responders got them to a hospital quickly, from which he said they left banged up but alive. And Brett credited seatbelts for preventing more serious injuries. It caught my attention because last year I hydroplaned on an interstate highway as I drove into a sudden downpour, or what I called a wall of water. My vehicle, out of control, careened into a guardrail. I was belted in and was just fine. From that joyride, I'd never want to relive. Many years ago, my wife and daughter, on the way to school one morning, were hit in an intersection when the other motorist went through a red light. Our vehicle then was a sport utility vehicle that turned over and spun around on its top. My wife and daughter, Christy, were hanging upside down in their belts, suffering only minor injuries from the seatbelts themselves. In the salvage yard later, I was convinced that we could have had a funeral in the family. Maybe two, had they not been belted in that morning. One of the paramedics responding that day, who I knew very well, said, "Mr. Armstrong, your tools from the back of your wife's vehicle were scattered all over the road." Those tools had been in a bag in the back of that sport utility vehicle, not tied down. He said, "Your wife and daughter could have been thrown out too, had they not been buckled up." And most any first responder you talk to will cite one example after another of seeing lives saved because of the belts, as well as witnessing lives lost because seatbelts were not worn. Generally speaking, we do pretty well heeding the signs that say click it or ticket. But seatbelt usage in some states yet is below 90%. There is room for improvement, and people like Brett Baier and yours truly are firm believers, having seen our loved ones' lives saved, potentially, by seatbelts. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.